Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with two of the seniors of the Pella softball team, Theo Wissey and Tori Van Vark. Almost a third now of the season. Theo, I'll start with you. How have things been going so far? I know you're coming off a tough loss earlier this week, but there have been some big wins too.
Yeah, I definitely think that we've improved a lot from last season. That was one of our goals, is just to come out and compete. And so obviously last night wasn't something that we were hoping for, but we have plans to improve, and I'm really proud of what we have got going for this season.
Tori, obviously you've kind of been through this program with a lot of growing pains over the last couple years, and it feels like this year, the first time in a long time, there's been a lot of almost energy and optimism coming into the season that you are improved, and your record at 5-7 doesn't look great, but you played some great teams. Your thoughts about how far this team has come and the program has come since you were a freshman?
Since I've been here for a while, I've just seen that a lot of growth that our program has made, and we've made strides from every year. We just seem to keep making more and more strides, and I'm really proud to see how much we've improved since last year. I think it's a big step from last year, only winning like 8 games or whatever, to right off the bat, we're just starting off strong, and we're hoping to continuing to keep that momentum moving forward and keep doing what we've been doing. And I'm really proud of these girls because we've come a long way, so.
Well, and Theo, that's a big part of it, is there's a lot of girls who've come a long way, but you've got a lot of newcomers, too, that have brought some energy both in ninth grade and eighth grade. How energizing has that been, and how excited does that make you as a team, knowing that not only did you have some talent coming back, but there's obviously some very bright futures that you're starting to form here and lead?
Yes, I think that's important. That's why we've kind of been shifting our mindset, because we want to leave behind a legacy that people want to come watch. They want to see us come and compete. And so it's really exciting that we can push that energy towards our eighth graders, and they've been doing a great job in stepping up for some people. Obviously, we've had some injuries, so they've had to be put in tough situations. And so I think it's important, like during these practices, that we just teach them to be able to perform in pressured situations.
Well, and Tori, you're one of the injured right now, and we don't know your status as of this conversation, but there have been quite a few injuries so far, but stuff that seems like it's going to be to a point where some people can come back throughout the year. How excited are you for this team at full strength, knowing that even earlier this week you weren't able to play in game two, and there's a lot of key players that are still either coming off of injury or are still out?
Oh, I think just like overall, like obviously injuries are kind of something that you can't necessarily control, but I think we all are very strong softball players, so it's nice knowing that like if someone, like right now I can't play, but Autumn's filling my spot, and I have total confidence in her that she can play that spot well. And I think just overall, if we have an injury, we are able to fill that spot, and I have confidence in whoever's filling whoever's spot, because we're all very talented, good softball players, and the eighth graders, like Thea said, have brought a lot of talent and a lot of energy, and I'm just excited to see where we go from here.
Well, and obviously the conference still very good, still very tough, as we found out with Norwalk and Oskaloosa, and you'll see DCG when this airs. In fact, you'll be playing DCG at this point. How do you hope to improve against those teams throughout the year, knowing that you've seen most of these programs before, you know what it's like to play elite competition, and how do you try to elevate your game so by the end of the season or the second time you see them, you're able to maybe pull off an upset or two?
I think it's just important to keep practicing and learning from our mistakes. Obviously, we play each team twice, so every time we play them, we obviously know the players and know their tendencies. So it's just important to learn from that and keep pushing and keep playing our game, because we can do it.
Well, and Tori, obviously, you've been close with some really good teams this year and have had some on the ropes but haven't been able to finish them off. How do you hope to find those little things to start winning those games and maybe turn this into a longer postseason run for this team, as opposed to just a one-and-done or a two-and-done scenario?
Well, we talked about it last night after game, and just kind of like last night did sting a lot for us, because we know we are better than that. And we just talked about how we need to change our mindset, like Thea said, and we're kind of doing this program with like to be a shark, go out and get what you want, and you just got to keep striving for what you want, because it's not just going to get handed to you. A win's not just going to get handed to us. We have to fight for that, and we have to be able to fight through all 7 innings, not just 6 or 5, and we have to continue to do that and finish throughout the whole game. And then if we are able to do that and continue to do that, I think we will start pulling off some more of those wins, like, because we can do it.
Anthea, what are some of the goals, both for the team and then for yourself, as you finish up your career here?
I think our goals are just to finish the game. I know we kind of struggle when we get 2 outs in some circumstances. We just can't get that 3rd one. So just really pushing and finishing all the way through is something important. And also just our mindset is a huge goal this year. And so I just think that softball is such a mental game. And so if we can stay on top of it and just keep positive and just going and wanting to play, then we'll be good.
Tori, your goals for the rest of your senior year?
Once I'm back, just finish out strong and have fun and have the time of my life, because, like, this is my last season, so just keep doing what we've been doing and having fun with the team, and I've really enjoyed this team, so I'm excited to see where we go from here.
Thea Wisty, Tori Van Vart, congratulations on a great start to the season. Look forward to calling many more of your games between now and the end. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.